Jeremiah chapter 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan the captain of the guard had let him go from Ramah, when he took him bound in fetters, along with all the captives of Jerusalem and Judah who were being exiled to Babylon. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God threatened this place with this disaster, and now the Lord has brought it about, and has done as he said, because all of you sinned against the Lord and did not obey his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you. Now look, I have just released you today from the fetters on your hands. If you wish to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will take good care of you. But if you do not wish to come with me to Babylon, you need not come. See, the whole land is before you. Go wherever you think it good and right to go. If you remain, then return to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon appointed governor of the towns of Judah, and stay with him among the people, or go wherever you think it right to go." So the captain of the guard gave him an allowance of food and a present, and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and stayed with him among the people who were left in the land. When all the leaders of the forces in the open country and their troops heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, governor in the land, and had committed to him men, women, and children, those of the poorest of the land who had not been taken into exile to Babylon, they went to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan, son of Kareah, Seraiah, son of Tanhumeth, the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, Jezaniah, son of the Maacathite, they and their troops. Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, swore to them and their troops, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Stay in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall go well with you. As for me, I am staying at Mizpah to represent you before the Chaldeans who come to us. But as for you, gather wine and summer fruits and oil, and store them in your vessels, and live in the towns that you have taken over. Likewise, when all the Judeans who were in Moab and among the Ammonites and in Edom and in other lands heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah and had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, as governor over them, then all the Judeans returned from all the places to which they had been scattered and came to the land of Judah to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and they gathered wine and summer fruits in great abundance. Now Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the leaders of the forces in the open country, came to Gedaliah at Mizpah, and said to him, "Are you at all aware that Baalis, king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to take your life?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, would not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah at Mizpah, "Please let me go and kill Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and no one else will know. Why should he take your life, so that all the Judeans who are gathered around you would be scattered, and the remnant of Judah would perish?" But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah, "Do not do such a thing, for you are telling a lie about Ishmael." Jeremiah chapter 41. In the seventh month, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, son of Elishama, of the royal family, one of the chief officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. As they ate bread together there at Mizpah, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men with him got up, and struck down Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, with the sword, and killed him, because the king of Babylon had appointed him governor in the land. Ishmael also killed all the Judeans who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldean soldiers who happened to be there. On the day after the murder of Gedaliah, before anyone knew of it, 80 men arrived from Shechem and Shiloh and Samaria, with their beards shaved and their clothes torn and their bodies gashed, bringing grain offerings and incense to present at the temple of the Lord. And Ishmael son of Nethaniah came out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he came. As he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah son of Ahikam." When they reached the middle of the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men with him, slaughtered them and threw them into a cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we have stores of wheat, barley oil and honey hidden in the fields. So he refrained, and did not kill them along with their companions. Now the cistern into which Ishmael had thrown all the bodies of the men whom he had struck down was the large cistern that King Asa had made for defense against King Baasha of Israel. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled that cistern with those whom he had killed. Then Ishmael took captive all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, and all the people who were left at Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took them captive, and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the leaders of the forces with him, heard of all the crimes that Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had done, they took all their men, and went to fight against Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. They came upon him at the great pool that is in Gibeon. And when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the leaders of the forces with him, they were glad. So all the people whom Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned around and came back, and went to Johanan, son of Kareah. But Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men, and went to the Ammonites. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the leaders of the forces with him, took all the rest of the people whom Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had carried away captive from Mizpah, after he had slain Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, soldiers, women, children, and eunuchs, whom Johanan brought back from Gibeon. And they set out, and stopped at Geruth Chimham, near Bethlehem, intending to go to Egypt because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael son of Nethaniah had killed Gedaliah son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Jeremiah chapter 42. Then all the commanders of the forces, and Johanan son of Kareah, and Azariah son of Hosheiah, and all the people from the least to the greatest, approached the prophet Jeremiah, and said, "Be good enough to listen to our plea, and pray to the Lord your God for us, for all this remnant. For there are only a few of us left out of many, as your eyes can see. Let the Lord your God show us where we should go and what we should do." The prophet Jeremiah said to them, "Very well. I am going to pray to the Lord your God as you request, and whatever the Lord answers you, I will tell you. I will keep nothing back from you." They in their turn said to Jeremiah, "May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us, if we do not act according to everything that the Lord your God sends us through you. Whether it is good or bad, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, in order that it may go well with us, when we obey the voice of the Lord our God." At the end of 10 days, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then he summoned Johanan son of Kareah, and all the commanders of the forces who were with him, and all the people from the least to the greatest, and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your plea before him, if you will only remain in this land, then I will build you up and not pull you down. I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I am sorry for the disaster that I have brought upon you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, as you have been. Do not be afraid of him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you and to rescue you from his hand. I will grant you mercy, and he will have mercy on you and restore you to your native soil. But if you continue to say, 'We will not stay in this land,' thus disobeying the voice of the Lord your God and saying, 'No, we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall not see war, or hear the sound of the trumpet, or be hungry for bread, and there we will stay,' then hear the word of the Lord, O remnant of Judah. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you are determined to enter Egypt and go to settle there, then the sword that you fear shall overtake you there, in the land of Egypt, and the famine that you dread shall follow close after you into Egypt, and there you shall die. All the people who have determined to go to Egypt to settle there shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. They shall have no remnant or survivor from the disaster that I am bringing upon them. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, just as my anger and my wrath were poured out on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so my wrath will be poured out on you when you go to Egypt. you shall become an object of execration and horror, of cursing and ridicule. You shall see this place no more. The Lord has said to you, O remnant of Judah, do not go to Egypt. Be well aware that I have warned you today that you have made a fatal mistake. For you yourselves sent me to the Lord your God, saying, Pray for us to the Lord our God, and whatever the Lord our God says, tell us, and we will do it. So I have told you today, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God in anything that he sent me to tell you. Be well aware, then, that you shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence in the place where you desire to go and settle.